So I am curious if any of the grown-ups in the congregation this morning ever were with me in watching this reality show, What Not to Wear. Will any of you fess up? Okay, this show was on TV like all the time when I was in college, and we were obsessed with it. It's called What Not to Wear. And it's a reality, if you haven't seen it, don't worry, every episode's the same. It's all the same formula. It's one of those reality makeover shows where somebody comes in because their friends and their family say, I think this person needs your help learning how to dress better. And so they get nominated, and then Stacy and Clinton, our two stylists, will take them, and they surprise that person. They have that person look at secret footage of themselves wearing their horrendous outfits and make them fess up to how bad they've been doing with their wardrobe. And then that person has to bring their whole wardrobe up to New York City where they throw it all out. It does get donated, don't worry. And then Stacy and Clinton hand them a $5,000 shopping spree and send them out into New York to replace their whole wardrobe with upgraded clothes. Of course, no makeover show would be complete without a makeup tutorial and haircut, and then at the end there's a big reveal, and everybody's super happy with the new look and the new you. So in every episode of this show, without fail, the subject of the show would struggle with the same three things. I promise I'm not ruining anything by telling you this. It's all the same, but it's all the fun nonetheless. But they struggle with these same three things, and I think we struggle with these too, and we see this in our scripture. In this show, every episode, the subject of the show would struggle to admit what the problem was. Now, you know, if you've been nominated enough to be on national TV for your bad outfits, there's a problem, is there not? And yet, when people sit down to watch the secret footage and stand in the 360-degree mirror looking at their own outfits, there's always reasons and excuses that they have for why they've been dressing the way they've been dressing. Often it's, well, it's so comfortable, or it used to be that this made sense in this season of my life, or I just never grew out of that college wardrobe and I'm just still holding on to it. More often than not, there are reasons and excuses, and it's hard for the subject of the show to admit that there is a real problem here that needs to be fixed. The second thing they struggle with is they struggle to let go of what is familiar. When it comes time to throw away the old wardrobe, some pieces go away easily. Some pieces, it's easy to admit, yeah, that shouldn't be in my closet anymore. But for other pieces, they will insist, that is my favorite camo mini skirt. Don't you dare throw that away. To which Stacy and Clinton say, you know, as professional stylists, we've got to tell you that a 50-year-old mom should not be standing there in a camo miniskirt on the side of a playground. It's time to move on. The stylists point out that this is not good for you. This thing you've been doing is not good for you. It's holding you back, and you need to let go. But letting go of the comfortable, familiar things is never easy. The third thing they struggle with is they struggle to embrace new styles. Before that shopping spree begins, Stacy and Clinton give them guidelines. You know, look for structured jackets or skirts of this length or pants of this cut. But inevitably, the first time they walk into the store, what do? They go right back to what is familiar. The person who always wears t-shirts goes right to the t-shirt shelf. The person who came in always wearing too much black goes right to the section with all the clothing in black. It is hard to adapt to new style rules. It often feels like it's a whole new personality, a whole new way of life, a whole new you, and that's really hard. Now, you might be wondering, Reverend Carissa, why in the world are you talking to me about a weird TV show that's been off the air for 6 years, and I didn't know, I maybe never even saw anyway? Well, I'm telling you about this TV show because in today's scripture, Paul talks to us about how when we embrace our new life in Christ, we get a total spiritual makeover. And I think that we have these same three problems when it comes to that change in our lives, that transformation. For all of us, it's hard to admit the problem, is it not? In the church, we have this fancy word. I wonder if you know this word that says confession. Will you say that with me? Confession. The word confession means that we are confessing what is wrong. We are naming the problem. And it is hard to remember and to see clearly what is wrong in our lives. Izzy and Ellie read the scripture from Colossians 3. I want you to listen to this scripture earlier in the book of Colossians, where Paul says, "Kill off everything connected with that old way of death, that life shaped by things and feelings instead of God. It wasn't long ago that you were doing all of that and not knowing any better, but you know better now. So make sure that old stuff is all gone for good. Bad temper, irritability, meanness, profanity, dirty talk. They say the first step is admitting you have a problem. And so while even though that's not easy, that is the first step, and it's true when it comes to confessing our faults and our sins. The second thing we all struggle with is it's hard to turn around and let go of what is familiar. Would you say repentance with me? Repentance. Repentance is the fancy church word for letting go of the old stuff so we can embrace the new stuff. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard to let go of our old habits, the ways we talk and the way that we act in the world. It's hard to let go of what is comfortable. We have good excuses for why we have become the way that we are. And yet, Paul says that it's time for us to let go. Listen to what he says in chapter 3, verse 9. He says, "You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with his label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. And from now on, everyone is defined by Christ, included in Christ." The third thing that's really hard is to embrace new styles. Will you say new life in Christ? New life in Christ. We get to have a new life in Christ. Amen. And this is the scripture that our girls read for us today, how God says that we should dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Kindness, compassion, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, forgive quickly. And regardless of what else you wear, put on love. Now, my friends, I think that the more that we see Jesus and the more that we listen to Jesus and the more we watch what Jesus is doing, the more we see what Jesus' style rules are when it comes to the new wardrobe God has picked out for you. If you are a fan of what not to wear, you know their style rules, right? Texture, color, pattern, shine. Wear the structured piece, not the loose-fitting piece. Well, I think the style rules for Jesus are found right here in our scripture. They're compassion and kindness, humility and gentleness and patience. Living a new life in Christ means forgiving and receiving forgiveness. It means loving every person as a child of God. It means lifting up the lowly and giving sacrificially. And it can be hard because it means replacing your whole wardrobe. It feels like a whole new personality. It feels like embracing a whole new way of life. But we have good news, and it's even better than getting a $5,000 shopping spree. Because the good news is that we don't have to do all this transformation by ourselves. We have even better than a TV stylist. We have God, who has designed this wardrobe especially for us. From the moment you were conceived, to the moment you were born, to your all growing up, to the all seasons of being an adult, every single season of your life, God has known you completely, and God knows exactly what you need. And the Bible tells us God has picked out this wardrobe especially for us. You know, this isn't like your normal clothes. It's not like your VBS t-shirts, which will eventually you will outgrow, or styles that'll go out of fashion, or, you know, maternity clothes that are only going to be good for a certain period of time. This is God's wardrobe that fits you in every single season of life, that love that always fits. But here's the thing, we do have to put it on. God says, put on love. Will you say that with me? Put on love. And so we have to put it on. If God gives us this wardrobe and then we leave it hanging in the closet, it's no good to anyone. And so love is a choice. We have to choose every day to put on love rather than leaving it in the closet. It's a gift, but we have to choose to receive it. Remember, love is not just an accessory to our lives. It's a whole closet full of clothes, a whole new way of looking at the world. It's not just one more thing, it is the thing. Now, I need my Vacation Bible School friends' help with this because I want to tell all the grown-ups how this week at Roar VBS we learned that God is good. On Monday, we learned from Mac the Rhino. Oh, there's my friend. We learned from Mac the Rhino that when life is unfair,
God is good.
And then Tuesday, we learned from Hooper the Hoopa Bird that when life is scary,
God is good.
And on Wednesday, we learned from Marge the Water Buffalo that when life changes,
God is good.
And from Zion the Lion, we learned that when life is sad, and finally, on Friday, from Savannah the Giraffe, we learned that when life is good,
God is good.
You know, life can be really hard even when you become a grown-up. It can still be unfair and scary and changing and sad, and it can be hard to remember that God is good when all these things happen. But no matter what comes, God is always there with you. We can choose to ignore God and pretend that that's not true, or we can choose to remember that no matter what, God is good. My hope for you, my Vacation Bible School friends, is that long after this week is gone, you would remember that God is good, no matter what happens. When we remember that God is good, it gives us strength and courage for whatever else comes our way. It fills us with hope and helps us to love the people that we meet. God gives us goodness and love that fits just right and never goes out of style. So every single morning when you get dressed and you pick out your clothes, may it remind you that when things are unfair or seem scary or change or sad, you can choose to wear the clothes that God picked out for you. You can choose to put on love and show the whole world that when life is good, God is good. And that is good. Amen.